Megalodon, the monster shark lives, arrived on television, riding a wave of fake urgency and bigger-than-life fear. But what it left behind was a mess of backlash that quickly sank the special's credibility and the reputation of the network that aired it. Marketed as a documentary, it leaned on dramatic reenactments, breathless narration, and fabricated found footage to present its premise that the prehistoric giant shark still hunted in modern oceans. For casual viewers looking for a summer thrill, it played like pulpy entertainment. For everyone else, it landed as something far more damaging. This is TV Casualty, Megalodon, the Monster Shark Lives. The special aired during a period when audiences trusted the network to deliver educational and scientific programming. Instead, they were given a mockumentary that blurred the line between fact and fiction without ever fully admitting what it was. Scientists who had appeared on legitimate programs for the network publicly distanced themselves from it, frustrated that its sensationalism undermined real marine research. Viewers felt misled, especially when they learned that key interviews were staged and that the supposed footage of a megalodon attack was scripted and produced like a creature feature movie. The immediate ratings bump couldn't save the long-term fallout. The network found itself defending a special that had invited more ridicule than discussion, and the criticism was sharp enough to prompt promises of clearer labeling and more accountability in future programming. What was meant to be a bold, attention-grabbing summer event instead became a cautionary tale about chasing spectacle at the expense of trust. In the end, Megalodon, the Monster Shark Lives, didn't just fail as a piece of television. It damaged a brand built on the belief that science and storytelling could coexist without deceit. The special is now remembered less for its giant shark and more for the giant misstep it represented.